Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Steve Frosty, Denver. Here's 1043thefan.com's Cecil Lenny.
James Merrill at 1043thefan.com. Keep up with our Denver Sports Daily. Keep up with James Merrillat and all of his work on our website. And especially one of your latest, James, is about the Broncos whiffing by not keeping two players who are now excelling elsewhere. We're going to save Billy Turner for just a little bit. But, James, welcome to the show. Let's talk about Shaq Barrett. And why isn't Shaq Barrett here with the Broncos?
Well, I guess the Broncos determined he wasn't worthy of being a starter, which, look, they got Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. So on paper, that's understandable. And Shaq Barrett, you know, wanted to have the chance to quote unquote start. That said, look, it's about money and it's about playing time. So
right.
You can't tell me that the Broncos couldn't have found the money that he got down in Tampa. And you can't tell me that they couldn't have figured out, hey, how do we make this a three-man rotation and keep Bradley Chubb, Von Miller, and Shaq Barrett fresh all year long. So who gets to be the starter and who's out there on the first play? You know, I don't know that that really matters. We all have egos and we all like to be the starter, you know, whether we're in junior high, high school, college, or the pros. But, look, the Broncos could have kept him here if they would have increased his role, increased his money, and said, hey, you're a part of what we're doing. So they whiffed, and it's just such a glaring miss right now when, as a team, they don't have a single sack. And Shaq Barrett's down in Tampa. He has 8, and he's leading the NFL through 3 weeks. Small sample size, I get it. But, boy, that is a painful thing to look at on the stat sheet.
Yeah, and he's made himself a bunch of money because he signed a one-year, $4 million deal with Tampa. So I agree with you. Why didn't Denver say, okay, you got 1 year, $4 million, let him test the market, and then say, here's 3 years, you know, $15 million or whatever with $10 million guaranteed and, you know, break the bank account. And then promise him, you know, Von Miller's playing 95% of the snaps. How about he plays like 75% of the snaps, and then you could have Shaq Barrett out there.
Well, no doubt. And not only that, but this is the last, if memory serves, it's the last year of guaranteed money for Von Miller. I think he has a team option after this year. So if you had Shaq Barrett here, along with Von and along with Bradley Chubb, well, now you got something to think about in the offseason. I'm not saying you would go that direction. I'm not saying Shaq Barrett is as good as Von Miller, but if one guy was, you know, 20-some million on the cap and the other guy was 5 and one was more productive and younger, you might think about it. So not only did they whiff in terms of this year and, you know, just having more talent and more pass rushers and more good players out there, but in terms of giving themselves flexibility down the road, they missed a golden opportunity. And there's a guy who is right here, right in front of them. So, yeah, just not seeing the short term, not seeing the long term, not seeing any term on that one.
They lost leverage. I think that's something incredibly important to note that I don't think as many people haven't been talking about it as much. Like, you lost leverage by letting Shaq Barrett go. James Merrill at 1043thefan.com joining me tonight on this show. And James, you have Billy Turner on this list too. And Joe Shad from ESPN has done great work for many years. Notes that Billy Turner has been the best pass blocking guard in the NFL so far this season per ESPN analytics. There's another whiff.
Yeah, and it jumped out at me. I happened to be at Lambeau on Sunday, and they're introducing the starting offense. And, you know, about two players before Aaron Rodgers comes out of the tunnel, there's Billy Turner. And we look at each other and we're like, is that our Billy Turner? And I knew it was. Just, you know, you kind of lose track of guards and where they go. And, you know, you don't really watch him. You don't really pay attention to him. But, you know, you notice that, hey, well, nobody's getting past him. Nobody's getting Aaron Rodgers. Nobody's in the backfield all the time. And then you see that stat today and you think, well, geez, there's a Broncos offensive line that has been in rebuild mode since 2014. I mean, they shuffled things in 2014 when they moved Louis Vasquez and just started that whole process. 2015, I know they won the Super Bowl, but they're signing Evan Mathis right before the opener. They're getting Ryan Harris off his couch up in Westminster. I mean,
Right. Watch
the Americas game on that championship team, and it's comical where they were trying to find guys to play offensive line for him. So this is an ongoing process, trying to rebuild up front. They had a guy here and they let him walk. You know, Ron Leary maybe at one point was a good player. But right now he can't stay healthy. He's been on the injury report the last 2 weeks for a different injury. He's constantly missing practice and training camp due to quote unquote vet days. So, and when he's on the field, he's average at best. He's, you know, right behind Garrett Bowles in terms of penalties. He just kind of has, and it's what I write about tomorrow, the veterans on this team just kind of have a malaise about them. They just kind of, you know, go through the motions. They're like Eeyore. They just don't have any excitement. And you watch the young guys on this team, and they have a different spirit about them. Well, Billy Turner kind of plays that way. So if you gave me the choice right now, and obviously money's a huge difference in the two, and the Broncos couldn't get rid of Ron Leary, but you said, hey, who do you want starting at right guard? I'd take Turner all day long over Ron Leary.
Yeah, and you know you had injury concerns with Juwan James even when you signed him. Yep. Now, Billy Turner did get a four-year, $28 million deal, $9 million guaranteed, $9 million signing bonus, but it's essentially a two-year deal. As you well know, like, it says 4 years, but it's really a two-year deal, and the Broncos couldn't take a chance on that. Now, I haven't heard this with Billy. I've heard they lowballed him, you know, because Billy liked it here. I've heard that, but what both of us have heard, and I've brought it up on the air before, although somewhat briefly, like Matt Paradis didn't want to play with Garrett Bowles anymore. Like they lowballed Matt Paradis, but he also didn't want to play with Bowles. I have not heard that about Billy. I want to be very clear about that. But is that also, could that have been a factor where you've got a guy on the team that nobody wants to play with? So a guy like Billy Turner is like, yeah, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, when you're in the room and you're all being held to one standard and another guy's being held to a totally different standard and you're all, you know, being yelled at or having your mistakes pointed out and the other guy's being treated with kid gloves, that would irritate you. But this is nothing new in the John Elway era. I mean, you know, he tends to not retain his own guys. Now, some of them have been misses and some of them haven't, but you know, Knowshon Moreno was a productive back here, never got an offer. Eric Decker was a very productive wide receiver here, never got an offer. Or our own Orlando Franklin, he was a guy that gave him a little nasty up front. They let him walk without really you know, trying to match with the Chargers. It happens over and over and over again. If you and I sat here and talked about it for 3 minutes, we'd probably come up with a dozen examples since Elway took over in 2011 where they haven't retained their own guys. Now, sometimes they upgraded. Like, they fell into Emmanuel Sanders after Emmanuel pulled the plug at the 11th hour on the Chiefs. And, yeah, Emmanuel Sanders is a better player than Eric Decker. But Eric Decker was here. You knew what you were getting. You were familiar with him. It's as though, you know, John Elway's never heard that axiom of, hey, it's, you know, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
Right.
He always thinks he can go find someone else out there that's better. Man, and it's painful when you see guys who were right here in the program, in the system, in the building, and you either didn't recognize their talent or you decided, I'm smarter than everybody. I can go get someone else. And it's a shame. The Garrett Bowles thing, I think from a speculation standpoint, that makes sense and that adds up. I really do. But I don't know that for a fact. I mean, look, he got big money. So my guess would be Broncos lowballed him. Packers offered him a sizable deal. He decided Green Bay is not so bad after all.
Right. It's okay. Bunch of cheese. James Merrill at 1043thefan.com. James, be good, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Cecil. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
And there we have him. James Merrill at talking Broncos football. And yeah, losing leverage, man. It's big. Absolutely huge. You know what else is huge? Cortland Sutton's upside. And I want to go over some audio from Cortland Sutton from today. I also want to go over his game and why the best is yet to come with this Broncos playmaker. That's next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.